Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where you can join a lovable group of podcast friends and one wise little ladybug on a funny, heartwarming adventure about the importance of believing in yourself. Thanks for joining us.
I am so happy that our openings are based on children's books now, because
me too.
Instead of like wanting to mock some corporation's mission statement, which was fun for a while, don't get me wrong, was right. Very fun. Now I just want to know which of us is the ladybug.
Oh, me too. I'm just going to volunteer this time to be Tess, the tin that wanted to rock. That is the book from which we are borrowing today. The tin that wanted to rock.
Yeah, you go, Tess. You
because
rock.
Tess is a rolled up ball of tinfoil, but all her friends are rocks.
Oh.
And she wants
I want to be
to
a rock.
Be one.
And tinfoil was, you know, from a rock at one point. So it's in Tess's ancestry, I guess.
But we eventually realized that she is perfect just the way she
is.
Just
the way she is. Yeah. That's thanks to right. that heartwarming ladybug.
I love it, too, because it is both cheerful, delightful, and not, you know, negativity is not our brand.
That's right. That's right. We are positive. We bring you trends. We tell you what things are for your own benefit so that when you go out and you're like, huh, that looks like professional slap fighting, you'll know, indeed it is. That is now a thing.
I'm having one of those moments where I'm like, we must have talked about slap fighting on the show.
You in the audience, but Power Slap, the official professional slap fighting tournament. Well, there are rules. This isn't just, you know, your friends at church. this is in an arena with a referee. There are things you can and cannot do. You cannot turn away. You cannot flinch. You have to straight arm your slap. The people delivering the slap are called strikers. There are rankings. It of course takes place in Las Vegas.
This is horrific, by the way. I clicked the link and I am so upset. Slap fighting? Okay. Let's back up, because on the off chance that you have not heard of this, it is exactly what it sounds like. But also, it is beyond upsetting because of the way that the person just stands there and gets slapped.
Like, and in fact, is required by the
required
rules to stand there.
To just stand there and have their eardrum shattered by someone's freaking stiff arm just whoop, bam, into their defenseless face. It's not like fighting or boxing or UFC where it's still unbelievably violent, but at least you can like dodge and stuff. This is just like the stupidest, most violent. What is wrong with us?
In some ways, though, and not in many, but in some ways it's better. Because, yes, you have the illusion of being able to dodge in a boxing match, but there's much more hitting in the end.
Okay.
Because of the length of the match. You know, Power Slap only has a few rounds, and then you're done. So there's a limit to how often you get hit. There is, of course, a way not to get hit at all, which is to not do any of these sports.
Right. There's that.
Yeah.
My God. What is wrong with everybody?
Strikes me. Oh. I didn't mean that one.
Bravo.
It occurs to me that it is both unusual, but also somehow makes sense to me that this would take off and get a following at a time when we are more aware than ever of the dangers of head trauma, when, you know, sports like the National Football League, where people wear helmets and pads, are taking seriously the damage done to people's heads over the course of being hit multiple times. And yet people are like, yeah, but also power slap.
Right. Power slap is awesome.
Muniz defeats Thomas to become champion. You can't tell me what to do.
You can't protect my eardrums or cranial cavity. I will just take a hit.
Tell it to Manny Muniz, champion.
KO. Yeah, no, that's messed up.
You can bet on it.
All right.
That kind of explains everything right there.
Of course you can. Don't you feel like a lot of new sports are about to be born in the age of legalized sports betting?
Oh my gosh. The fact that Apple launched a sports app the day that we're recording this that includes the betting odds. Very un-Apple-y thing in my estimation. But it's like, oh no, you're not going to do sports news without putting betting odds in there. What are you, crazy?
Tells you exactly how much money we're talking here. Yep. Match fixing, about to be a thing, America. Hey, you know what you would probably need to do after you got slapped in the face so many times?
By the way, fans of slap fighting, I know I didn't go into the details of the matches and how they're gauged and everything. I will leave that to the audience. But yes, you know, once you're done and you're headed out to the post-championship party, what do you need to do, Molly?
Yeah, you're going to definitely need some looks-maxing.
Oh, looks-maxing. Mm-hmm. One word, right?
Yes, one word, yep. Looks-maxing.
Okay. Looks-maxing.
You can't get enough of saying it.
Like lip smacking, but looks maxing.
Thank God I got to this one. I did, because I've had it in the bullpen for a couple of days. And yesterday, WikiHow published an article about what is looks maxing. The hot TikTok trend in which people do various things ranging from like strange little physical hacks, like putting your tongue on the tip of your mouth to make your jaw look better, to evidently hitting themselves in the face with a hammer.
Or slap fighting.
Or slap fighting. You know, if you're just like, I want to build up some calluses.
Bone smashing is a term within the looks maxing community, apparently.
Yeah. Looks as in your appearance. Maxing, as in maximizing your appearance, is the etymological origins.
Thank you for that.
Looks maxing.
Thank you, doctor.
And it apparently got really big, not a huge surprise here, in the incel community in about 2015. And then in 2023, found its way to TikTok. And now it's just this like thriving, mostly male, very upsetting subgenre of people who are trying to make themselves look better in this really specific way, like super sharp jawline and kind of like a cat eye, like they want their eyes to be like really elongated and sort of upward angled. So they're all like going for the exact same thing. And then they get there in various methods that range from like fine, like sleep more, drink water, eat healthy, to smash your face with the hammer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like soft maxing is a term for the healthy parts of this.
Right.
You know, like working out, taking care of your skin, you know, styling your hair. Hard maxing, according to this WikiHow article, is the stuff we've been talking about. The plastic surgery, the facial implants, the extreme fasting, the smashing your bones with a hammer.
Which most people don't do, but still. But yes, looks maxing, WikiHow notes, is a flawed and even dangerous practice.
It shouldn't be. I mean, we could have a whole conversation about, you know, how important should be looks and should you put emphasis on them? But the fact of the matter is, lots of people consider them important. And especially when you're in your 20s, you want to look good all the time, as much as possible. And even beyond your 20s, I'm not going to lie, but, you know, it's a thing. Looking good has been a thing for a long time.
Your mating years. Yeah. Improving your physique. I mean, please, like, you can't tell ladies that looks maxing has not been a part of society for all of society. It's just that this happens in this one. It's all like you have to look a really specific way.
Yeah.
And it's fundamentally negative in the way that they interact about it, you know, like they will show, they'll just critique each other's faces and be like, well, you don't have this and you don't have that. And it's in the same way that unhealthy beauty standards have terrorized people forever. This same thing is happening, but in a more incel kind of way.
So across gender lines.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and looks maxing, the TikTok version is very almost exclusively male. Like it's about these young men.
Well, particular. It's about time.
I know, right? Welcome. Welcome, young men.
Welcome to doing ridiculously irrational things in the pursuit of looks.
When you see all of us in Da Club looking identical, it's because we also followed the recipe for how to look cute.
There was another kind. It wasn't called looks maxing, but it's basically the same thing.
But they have these all these creepy phrases. Canthal tilt, that's the angle, the eye angle thing.
Interpolinary distance, yeah.
And they do this thing called mewing, where they you put your tongue up under the chin.
To make your chin.
Jawline look better, and then they just sit around doing that for like hours and hours.
And just looking at their own chins.
Looks maxing.
Well, I'm not advocating crushing your bones, but let's say you find a healthy way to look really good. You're going to want to take a selfie. And I can't find consensus on what this is called, but everybody's doing what I have heard called the airplane selfie. CNBC did an article last year about it, calling it the 0.5 selfie because it's you do the wide angle. Mm-hmm. But essentially, you make the phone do wide angle and then you hold it up kind of like an airplane flying over, look up, snap your selfie from above.
I'm pulling one up on my phone.
Because you've done one recently.
Because my son. Uh-huh. Did one recently of all of us. Yes.
Do you know because what he calls that style of selfie?
It's 0.5.
Call it 0.5. Okay.
And they take all of their photos in 0.5. It's me, my bro Ham, and my son we went to a Kings game and we were trying to get the beam on the stadium. Mm-hmm. And so he did. And I mean, it looks like he's using a selfie stick almost.
Right. Because of the 0.5, right?
Right.
Because it makes it extends your arm, makes your arm look super long.
Yeah. And then I just think it's an easy way to get everybody into the picture. Mm-hmm. But also, he's taking all of his photos on 0.5.
0.5. All right. I'm settled 0.5 on 0.5
like,
then.
Yeah, it's definitely 0.5. I think
airplane is a subset of it.
Because when you do the up above.
Because you're mm-hmm. right. You can do it. You can do the 0.5 in different positions. They're not always the airplane. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Oh my gosh, completely. What a great, this is one of those ones where it's just been a part of my like momversation.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think you're to bring close. It to it's a thing. I'm too close to it. Too close. So perfect.
I saw it on a talk show. I saw a woman explaining because they were at like, you're known for taking really great selfies. Like, what's your deal? And she's the one who called it an airplane. She's like, oh, you do the airplane selfie. So you have to do, and she did the wide, you have to do the wide angle because the guy tried to do it. She's like, no, you're not doing the, you gotta do the wide. There you go. And then she held it up. But yeah, you could.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
It's also more flattering. It just is.
That's
it just
the
is.
Point of
not
a
that we're trying to, not that we're looks maxing our selfies, but we are.
Sub thing here that I saw, mm-hmm. and actually a thing check for the audience, face scrunch taking over for duck mouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Keep an eye out.
What
Let me know.
What is this? What
it's
is
more of a
like
a scrunching up your face versus the lip pouty lips.
So like less cute?
I don't know. Or like,
I feel like we're
like ugly cute. Like
again, you're listening to that and you can't see us both going like okay. All right, keep an eye out.
Feedback at thething.me, please.
And apologies to those of you who I think have probably been emailing us about this for like a year or more. December is when all the think pieces got written about DeLulu. And we didn't do it then. And we were DeLulu to wait so long.
Another one we were too close to, frankly.
I think so, because we are that. No, it's true, though. I just sort of like kept hearing it and didn't think to bring it to the show. So now you know that DeLulu is, one, a thing, and two, it is shortened slang for delusional.
Makes sense.
Meaning, you know, I don't know. I keep thinking that if I I keep thinking that if I work hard and save money, I'll be able to retire in this economy and afford a house.
You're DeLulu.
I'm DeLulu. It's usually used a lot. It's usually a lot lighter than that.
Yes, it is. It is. It's more of like, maybe I'm DeLulu, but I think Taylor Swift is going to play this song at the concert or what, you know, whatever.
And it's also, it derived from fan culture. I am told that there's a K-pop origin story. I defer to the expert in the room on this one, but that it actually means being such a big fan that you are in fact DeLulu. And
yeah.
That it started there and it kind of evolved.
I've definitely heard it used in that context of like, you know, those fans that keep sending Jungkook meals after he said on his live stream, please don't send me meals or a little DeLulu.
Right, exactly. For example, according to USA Today, they may be convinced they are going to marry their favorite musician mm-hmm. because they made eye contact during a concert. I'm just saying Perry Farrell is still thinking of me somewhere. In the world.
It's that's a step not DeLulu. Down. In K-pop culture, I would think it would be a step down from Sasong fans. Sasong fans are the ones sending meals and like stalking and being outside your apartment and stuff. DeLulu is like the precursor. It's more of the like, yeah, you know, I bet if we met, we'd get on and he might right. fall for me. And yeah, whatever.
It's sort of a gentle, like you're kidding yourself here.
Yeah. You're just a little yeah. DeLulu.
You're a little DeLulu.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like sweet about it.
You're a little DeLulu, Delilah. also, we had a thing that could have made it into the show. And maybe we're DeLulu to think this, but we kept it in the bonus stuff. So if you're a patron, look out for Avocado Anxiety in the bonus episode. And we'll explain mm-hmm. more there. We also have a thing we need to refer back to. We do this is it's our ongoing coverage of things from time to time.
Yes. And what I think we've determined here is it's a combination of we know, like we're planting a flag.
Oh, we know.
But in this case, I do think it is the ongoing trend mm-hmm. of yeehaw culture, right? What was it? The yeehaw agenda.
Yep.
And black crossover to country music.
Yep. And so, somewhere John Denver TikTok fits in there somewhere. It's a piece.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. But it started with Lil Nas X for mm-hmm. us on this show. Like we've been talking about it all the way back to that. And then we talked about the Yeehaw Agenda and the Compton Cowboys, I think, on Instagram. And now, yes, we are aware that Beyonce has done a country song and that has reignited all of the parts of this conversation for good and ill. A lot of it ill. But also, this is the TikTok song of the moment.
Beyonce it's the number one Texas song. Hold'em. It's the number one country song, too. Like yep. it topped the actual charts. If you were worried about it, you know, the charts resisting, the charts were like, nope, we're not picking that fight. Beyonce yeah. put a country song, it goes on the country charts.
They're like, it goes on the country charts, and it is indeed number one far and away. And I gotta say, I really like the song. And also, I get the giggles a tiny bit at the end of the song when she just puts it. There's just sort of like some cowboy words in there. Like she just goes like spurs, shoot, boots. Like it's like
it almost feels like there was like a list
you
of
can't make it a country
there was
song
like a just qualification list somewhere of like these words must be included for this to be considered a country song.
It's, oh, seriously, all right.
I'll make sure
that's how it feels.
In. Yeah.
Like she, spurs. I'm like, okay. Stop just saying like cowgirl words.
It's like, yeah, I'll stop saying furs.
And then she's like,
furs,
I'm Beyonce.
Spurs, and boots. I'm looking at the lyrics now.
She literally, and I think there's one where she says, shoot, spurs, shoot.
Solargenic, photogenic, shoot.
Yeah, that one. Solargenic, photogenic, which are not. So I guess she just is like, I'll throw in some other words too.
Yeah.
But yeah. So one, we know, and two, the Yeehaw Agenda is alive and well when Queen Indeed. Bey is on it.
Indeed. Love yeah, congratulations to see it. On the number one country song. Let's get to your things. Feedback at itsathing.me. That Charlie dude confirming some things here. My local Chick-fil-A in Tallahassee greeted me with a welcome in. Y'all rock.
My gosh, it's totally happening.
Welcome in. It's real.
Tara has thoughts on Owala overtaking Stanley. First, let me say I have two of the Owala tumblers and love them, but I'm tempted by the Brewmate era tumblers. They are similar to Stanley with a traditional straw, but are spill-proof.
See, that's a fatal flaw of the Stanley, is the not being spill-proof. So that,
I mean, I guess
good
so.
Stuff, Brewmate.
Nice. I'm so fascinated by the idea that people thought that a cup with a straw should be spill-mate. Spill-proof.
And Brewmate like said, that, we'll do it.
Right. This somehow. Is a good looking. It's a good looking.
I like it.
It's a good looking tumbler.
Speaking of Owalas, Aaron weighed in on both Owalas and Blates. Hello, Tom, Molly, and Rich. I got my first Owala almost 2 years ago when I forgot to bring my Yeti on a road trip. Target had them very unassumingly sitting on a shelf in the housewares department. I thought it was cute. Love the colors. I love that it's easy to clean and I can drink through it without having to tip it. My daughter decorated mine with a bunch of Taylor Swift stickers, so I always know which one is mine, unless you're at a Taylor Swift show. The rest of my family jumped on the trend and we are now a Yeti household at home. Yeti at home. And an Owala household outside the house.
You have to be a certain age, by the way, to get Yeti at home.
Ask your parents. I agree that Blates are a thing. I got a pasta bowl set as a housewarming gift over 20 years ago. I used it for a bit, put it on a shelf, and sort of forgot about it. I rediscovered it a couple of years ago and realized the individual bowls are perfect for the pastas, curries, and stir fries that I make all the time. Sadly, I broke one of the bowls and was devastated because now I only had 3 bowls for my family of 4. Cue the Blate trend, and I was able to get another set of really cute dishes that complement my original set, and my family can continue to happily eat our pastas and curries on the perfect dishes.
Absolutely amazing. Chef Marcus wrote in with more Blate thoughts. The Blate thing hit a
who
nerves.
Knew? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Checking in from the chef service industry world, and these so-called Blates have been a thing across Europe and in the know North American restaurants and homes for ages now. Specifically, a Pilco porcelain, aka French bistro dinnerware, has been making the perfect eating dish since at least the 1950s. I can't find an official name, as it's generally referred to as a pasta, soup, or fish dish, but it's mostly a plate with just enough depth and wide lip to make it perfect for presenting pasta, saucy dishes, desserts, soups, or anything else your heart desires to put on it and serve. Found in all the bistros, they are also super durable, nigh indestructible, and come in multiple sizes. They literally are the perfect dish, but please don't call them Blates. That's incredible. I love it. And says, longtime listener across the multiples, and if anyone on the team is ever in Santa Fe, happy to cook up a little appreciation dinner for the entertainment and education over the years. On the way. I'm on the way.
Chef Marcus, I feel yeah. You know, there are things we know in our niches that when they break in the mainstream, people call them crazy things like Blates sometimes, and it's it's just you know, it's tough. It's tough. I sympathize.
I mean, these Blates are cute though. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
ZCam saw Blates in the wild. Just had dinner with my dad, was washing dishes as I listened to episode 304 when you started talking about Blates. I looked down. What I have in my hand, these bowls, as I would call them, have been in my family as long as I can remember, and I'm approximately the same age as Tom. They're a thing now? I don't get it.
I know. I mean, honestly, we've just been calling them.
Also the totally a thing with things where sometimes you're like, yeah, but that now they're a thing. Okay.
I know. I'm like, that's just what I would eat everything out of. I think we would call them like a pasta bowl. And then they are differentiated from the one thing we had another name for, which is cereal bowls, aka a really deep bowl, which is unlike a Blate.
Yeah. It's the opposite of a Blate.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's a soul, a cereal bowl.
A coal? No, that's not fun. That's not appealing. Peg is wondering about a flying thing. Hi, Ritomo. This story in WaPost has me wondering, perhaps a thing of the future, and linked to this delightful story about how airplanes are now accidentally flying like 800 miles an hour because of the jet stream. So that's been pretty exciting. She says, will eastbound planes just be going faster as the earth warms? These were exceptionally fast, but curious. And I suppose this means it takes even longer for me to get home from the East Coast because of headwinds. Something to watch, I think.
Indeed, Peg. Something to watch for sure. I don't know how permanent that effect is or how reliable, but that could slow you down going west.
I mean, let me just say that air travel is going to be a whole other ball game.
Yeah.
In our climate change future.
Especially once we get rockets.
yeah.
Sarah is trying to make sense of Gen Alpha. As we move Gen Z into their 20s, Gen Alpha taking the stage. Hi, Molly, Tom, and Rich. I have a thing check for Gen Alpha. Both of my kiddos can't stop talking about ASMR. They are not on social media yet. They are 10 and 7, but do text with their friends. All the kids, I sound so old, are sending around ASMR links and videos all the time. Their favorite is the ASMR duck. My research, again, so old, showed that ASMR stands for autonomous sensory meridian response, and the videos focus on sounds of eating or ripping or cracking, etc. In my Gen X opinion, it is very creepy, but seems to be a thing that supposedly is very calming for the youngins. Have you heard of this? Thanks for all the things.
I'm confirming with the Discord, but I'm pretty sure we did ASMR on the show because yes.
I feel like we did it even in like the first run of It's a Thing before the interregnum there.
I think we maybe did. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's one of those where we may have gotten to it way too early.
Right.
Because now it is, and now it's like when any video has excess noise of any sort, people put hashtag ASMR on it. But yeah, people are still into the chewing sounds and the blinking and
I feel like when we did it, it was about the fact that the autonomous sensory meridian response was a thing and people were into it and doing the videos about it. But as you just pointed out, I feel like it's becoming a term for there's no narration. It's becoming synonymous with Nat Sound. Cause I like watching spring training coverage on YouTube these days. I just look up like what's going on with the Cardinals, what's going on with the Dodgers, and I find all these things. Sometimes they're from the official baseball team account, sometimes they're not. But I've noticed way more ASMR in the title this year, where it's like the same things I would get in the past, which is batting practice with no narration, you're just watching the guys take batting practice, but they're titling it ASMR. I'm like, that's not really ASMR. That's just natural sound.
Interesting. Or maybe they just mean like satisfying sound.
Yeah, because of the crack of the bat.
Crack of the bat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it in that way too, where it's like there might be some sounds, but it's more about do you like the sound? Anyway,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But I agree. The Discord is saying it may be coming back because yes, we talked about it in season two.
Season two. 9. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a peak and valley thing. Like it was a thing. It simmered and now it's on the rise again. Yeah.
Seems like it. Very amazing. Thank you for all the things, everybody. feedback@itsathing.me is our email address. And thank you for supporting the show. As we mentioned, if you want the bonus content, you have to be a patron, patreon.com/itsathing. And those of you who support us at what we call the shout out level, it's a little bit on the nose, the name, because what you get is a shout out, but not just like a regular shout out.
Not just thanks, Bob. No, no.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, no, no, no. You get, for example, your name custom inserted into an article discussing Shakespearean stage direction.
Oh, my gosh. We have to do accents for this, right?
I guess so.
Forsooth.
I'm trying to.
Molly.
Hold on. And there we go. I'm making this into
tomorrow,
3 paragraphs.
And tomorrow.
So that we can do, like top 2 and middle. What would you prefer? Would you prefer top and bottom? See, I made it into 3 paragraphs because I felt like
one of us does open and close and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I see.
Just a little more. For reasons of maintaining the accent primarily.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
All right, I'm going to start us off.
Wherefore art thou did that? No. Yeah, you start.
We're going accent. We're going.
You lead. I'll follow.
Perhaps one of the most famous, or no, I don't even know what accent is happening here.
go. It's good.
Perhaps one of the most famous or infamous of Pepe Kevin Dunn's stage directions, Exit, pursued by A.B. Puppy in Act 3 of the Eric Duncan's tale, sees Gabrielle Cohen meet death in the most unlikely of ways at the hands, or rather the claws of Joe Hood.
Unsurprisingly, this stage direction frequently mystifies modern Kevin Sills, but A.J. Venturella entered and exited the lives of James C. Smithian and Brian John Forcaro in Londoners on a daily basis. Kept in kennels on the south bank of Jake Woods, captive Benjamin Forrest provided amusement by being chained to a post and attacked by packs of Morris Jones. Lee Price would bet on the outcome of this very unequal fight.
Oh, I see. Zealous Lara Abel objected to Valor Truck's baiting, but not for reasons of animal welfare. They believed Mike Akins to be idle, scurrilous, obscene, profane, and heathenish. Nonetheless, the entertainment attracted throngs of Louis St. Amour.
We have rendered the Discord
speechless.
What would
we do without you, patrons? I don't know. The Discord is sort of embarrassed on our behalf. I'm blushing.
We get it. We understand.
Yep. We get it. But we're having fun. So thank you for this opportunity. Patreon.com/itsathing is where you can subject us and yourselves to more of that. Or just do it for the ad-free RSS feed.
You can also support the show by buying things through our affiliate links. Look for those in our show notes over at the shopping page, itsathing.me/shop. And email us. Those things keep coming. We had such good ones this week. Feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week, friends.
Bye.
Bye. The moon's beating. I take my high.
Give it to me. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.